as I look and study for my sermons and stuff, you know, I read a lot of different things. And there's so many comments out there. And I'm not telling you just on sites other than religious sites. Even on religious sites, people attack God's Word. With that, you know, they make it out like it's, you know what, it was written by man. It was this, it was that. And I go right on down the line. I'm telling you this evening, I stand upon the Word of God. I'll stand upon it until the day I die, until I don't have the breath to stand upon it anymore. Let the heathen rage. You know that? Let them do and say what they want to. I believe God's Word, and I believe every bit of it. I believe it was inspired by God. You know what? No matter what they want to say, no matter what they want to pick out of it and try to take and make it like it's not what it should be, I stand upon it, and I will. And praise God for that this evening. You know, I'm going to be over in the book of Acts, if you don't care. Turn me over to the book of Acts, the 9th chapter. The 25th verse. I'm going to read one verse. Acts 9, 25. We had studied about this Wednesday night. We went over it just a little bit. I think Paul might have read it. I don't know if we got to where we got to the point where we studied it. But you know what? This is part of that. This was over in Corinthians, by the way. But this is the part where it happened. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Now get that. Put that into your mind. This is talking about Paul. They said, then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Let us pray. Fathers, we come, Lord, this evening. We come with thanksgiving in our heart. Lord, I want to praise you tonight. I want to thank you for this beautiful day, for this marvelous day, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord. I pray, Father, tonight, Lord, that, Father, that the Word would go out again this evening, Lord. And the Father, that you would use it for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. Amen. Paul was the greatest teacher and missionary the world probably has ever known, right? He was. And here when we look at this scripture here, we see that he's in trouble. He must get out of the city of Damascus. He has to get out of it, you know what? Or he's going to be killed. It says, if you back up there one verse, it said that their laying await was Paul, known of Paul, that they watched the gates day and night to kill him. That's what they were going to do. They were going to kill Paul. So under the cover of darkness, you know what? And the cover of darkness, he had Christian friends who let him down in a basket and lowered him down out of the city. That's what they've done. And you know what? I think about this whenever they did it. Whenever I'm thinking about this story, it does not tell us here, but you know, I believe if you go back and read about it in history, what they probably done was they took cords or ropes and they tied him to that basket. It was a big basket, and they just let him down over the wall, out the window, and let him down to the ground to where he could escape. And that's what happened. We see, this picture is what I want you to understand. We see a great picture, you know what, of people enabling someone to do what they themselves cannot do. Amen? I want you to get a hold of this evening. If it wasn't for a group of fellow Christians, you know what, rope handlers is what I want to call them, and that's what I want to talk about this evening, is rope handlers tonight. Amen? Verse 25 calls them disciples. Paul's ministry would not have been, it might have been terminated right there. We don't know what might have happened if they hadn't been there to help. Because you know what? They were waiting at the gate to kill him. Paul knew he needed help. And you know what? And a bunch of fellow Christians helped him. Amen? They grabbed the ropes. I'm here to tell you this evening. I'm here to stand up and proclaim to you today, we need more rope handlers today. Amen? What we need in the churches today is more bought by the blood, filled with the Spirit, on their knees praying, amen, Bible reading, Bible believing rope handlers in churches today is what we need. That's exactly, who are rope handlers? They are nothing more than the disciples of Jesus Christ. And that's you and I if we claim the blood of Jesus in our life, amen? People willing to stand in the gap and pray. Those are rope handlers. You know, to pray and fast till God gives the answer. Amen? We need more people like that. We need people willing. These are people who are too sick and too distressed or maybe too emotional to pray for themselves. I was thinking of this. You know what? Praise God, as Bev told her testimony this evening, and as Sarah came in this evening was talking about Jill. You know what? There are people out there sometimes, brothers and sisters, that cannot pray for themselves. Either they're sick or emotionally drained or something going on in their life, and they need people to stand in the gap. They need people to put them into a basket. They need people to grab a hold of the rope, and they need people to let them down and keep a hold of them and keep them through until they're safely to where they can do it themselves. Praise God to see. I'll tell you what, when I was thinking of this, and I thought about it, you know what? Praise God. I tell you what, there was a time in our lives, me and Tink both needed to be put into that basket, and we needed people around us to grab a hold of the rope and to help us and to lower us down and get us through and pull us through. And I'm going to tell you what, thank God for people that cared and loved enough about us and that prayed and visited us and helped us get through that time in our life. And I'll tell you what, I asked you to pray for me here a while back. This is what brought me here. This is what brought me to it. I was here on Wednesday night. And you guys were here, you know. I wanted you to come up and pray for me. Because you know why? There's times, even as a minister, there's times, even as leading this church, I need to be put into the basket, amen? And I need people to grab a hold of the rope, and I need you to help me get through to the point to where I need to be. And praise God, I am thankful for the people in this church that are willing to do that, amen? Amen. I'm going to tell you something else. Whenever you become a rope handler once in a while, you're going to get rope burns. Do you understand what I'm saying? I thought about this as Bev was telling her testimony. Amen. That boy and how that God got her up in the middle of the night and dealt with her. And you know, there are times in our lives that whenever, you know what, you're dealing with somebody in your family, you're dealing with something else, a friend or somebody in the church, and you know what, you just got to hang on for all that you got. And God is going to wake you up. Hey, you know what? We need more people willing. We need more people willing that if there's a call in the middle of the night, that they're able to get up out of there, not complain, not gripe about it, but get on the phone, and if nothing else, just to listen to who's on the other end of the line. Amen? Praise God. We need people willing to grab a hold of the ropes. You know, Brother Paul, you know what? Right here in this, he was not going to make it. He wasn't know way he's going to get out that gate, right? And I'll tell you what, there are some people, you know what, as they could walk down through this Christian walk, and all of us will be there sometimes in life, I'm telling you. We're going to be there once in a while. Well, you know what, we don't know what to pray for, we don't know what's going on in our lives, and you know what, it seems like the devil just keeps beating us down. And praise God, I tell you what, I am thankful for the rope handlers. I am thankful, you know what? You know, as me and Tink also had to be in the basket, we had been there before, but we've had to help other people also. You know what? It was our turns to really grab a hold of the rope and help people. And you know what? As we did it, our experience for them helping us, it helped us to learn that, you know what? We need to be able to stand in the gap and pray. Stand in the gap and help these people get through their times. I praise God for those praying rope handlers. I praise God for those Bible-believing rope handlers who are able to do that for us, and we were able to do that for them. I'll tell you, I've told this story before, but we had a girl come to our house one time, and she was, and her husband had left her, and this sticks in my mind because you know what? He just walked out and he told her, "I'm not coming back." And he never did. He just walked out and left her and a young child. And she come to our house. And she come there. And she was just broken. I mean, totally broken. She had been in church all her life. They had went to church. She was carried there as a baby. And she come in there and she was just totally broken. She broke down and she talked to us. And we talked to her. And it was probably a year and a half. We had to grab a hold of the rope. Do you understand that? We had to hold on strong. And finally, one day, she finally seen the light, and God brought her through. And today, she is such a witness. She's such a testimony. And, you know, praise God, we learn a lesson sometimes. We learn the lessons that sometimes things aren't what they seem. Do you understand that? Do you understand? There are people that, you know what, are not what they seem. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but they are dealing with things in their life that we may not know that they're dealing with. And you know, we've got to try to understand. We've got to try to grab a hold of the rope and help them get through to the other side. I know something. You've got my back. I've said this to Patty before one time, and I mean this. I said, I told her, because one time she was talking about a situation, and I went to her and I told her, I said, I got your back. And she told me she appreciated it. And she told me later why. But I want to tell you what, God put that upon my heart to say that. And it's not just a saying. I want to tell you something here this evening. Dave Long, your pastor, I have your back tonight. I have your back. You know what? I may not be able to do a whole lot of things, but I can grab a hold of the rope. And I'll tell you what I can do. I can grab a hold of that rope. I can stand in the gap, and I can help you get through and pray and try to help you get through to where one of these days you'll grab a hold of the rope for me or somebody else. Amen? We can do that. I got your back, and I know that you got mine. I know that you got mine. I'm not perfect. I'm going to be the first one to stand up here and tell you. My wife will contest to this. I'm not perfect. I'm not. I'm Dave Long. I know God's called me to ministry, but you know what? I put my pants on just like you do. I get up. I have to face the devil every day just like you do. I have to pray. I have to read my Bible, and I hope just like you do, and I pray, and I hope you understand this. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you. My calling's different. That's it. My calling's different. I believe everybody in this church has a calling of one thing or another. You've got a calling. And whatever it may be, do it to the best of your ability. And I'm no better than your calling, and your calling's no better than mine. But you know what? We've got to work together to be what we need to do. We've got to grab a hold of that. Every end of that basket we can grab a hold of, that this church will come through and do what it was. You know what? People willing to take some tasks that may seem minuscule to somebody else. You know what? Those are rope handlers also. Do you understand that? There are people that do things I know in this church that you may never know that they do. But you know what? If they didn't do it, it wouldn't take long for you to realize that it wasn't done. Amen? Amen. You know what? Not everybody can preach. Not everybody can play the piano. Not everybody can sing. That may not be your calling. It may not be what the Lord wants you to grab hold of a rope about. But I'm telling you, whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Do it to God, not to man. The Bible tells us we do what we do unto God. When you go to work tomorrow, or when you go out to the store tomorrow, do what you do unto God, and I'll tell you, you'll see the results that you want. And when you start doing things unto man, you're going to fail. You do it unto God. Praise the Lord to see. And I'll tell you what, I am thankful. I am so thankful for rope handlers. Are you not the same? I read that little scripture, and God started dealing with me on that. I said, yes, Lord, yes. Your rope handler will take those calls. They'll take those things. They'll do the things that need to be done. I'll tell you something special a rope handler has. They have a burden for the lost. Amen. You know that? You know what a rope handler is willing to do? He's willing to fast. He's willing to pray. He's willing to take and go right to his very last breath for those that are lost. Amen? I'll tell you what, I've got them in my family, and you know what? I want to pray, and I'm going to believe until the day God takes me out of the world that God can save me. And you know what I also believe, and I know you know this, I believe that our prayers will be, we may be long gone, but our prayers are still up there. Amen? Our prayers are still up there. Our prayers are there. And you know what? You know what? I may be going from holding the rope, but that doesn't mean somebody else couldn't pick her up and grab a hold of her. Amen? Praise the Lord. To tell you, I am thankful. I know this may not be the Easter sermon tonight, but that's fine. I told you, I don't stick to script. I stick to what God wants me to do. And when I read that scripture, I thought, that's it. That's it. As a matter of fact, I thought, Lord, you want me to preach that Sunday morning? I'll do that. And he didn't leave that to me. But praise God, I want to tell you something this evening. I see a bunch of rope handlers in here tonight. You know that? I see a bunch of people willing to grab a hold of her and hang on with all they got. You may be flipping out there in the wind. The basket may be going down the highway. And you know what? You're hanging on for all you got. Why? Because you believe that, you know what? If you hang on by the effectual prayers of a righteous man, availeth what? It availeth much. That's why I can say that this evening. That's why I believe that tonight. That's why I'm telling you right now, rope handlers will do all that. And you know what? They want to see the lost saved. They want to see those people saved. Praise God. You know what? One day, and this is for us right here. I'm going to read this little story. One day there was a young man who crosses. This old man was building a bridge. And what he was doing, this is this bridge was an old rickety bridge that no one crossed anymore. And what he done, this old man would get out there every day and put boards on that bridge and put boards and just. And one day these people would go by and they say, "What are you doing that for? Nobody uses that bridge anymore." He said, and you know what? That old man said, "Well," he kept doing it. And one day he was done. He said, "You know what?" He said, "I'm done." But he said, "You know what? One of these days there may be a young man come along that needs to use this bridge too." Gentlemen, ladies, we are rope handlers for the next generation. Do you believe that? We are what they see out of us. You know what? Are we willing to hang on to the ropes? Are we willing to stand in the gap for people? Are we willing to take and help people out when they're in need? Our kids are watching us. Our grandkids are watching us. And I'm going to tell you what, if we believe that Jesus Christ is who He says it is, and we prove it to them in their lives, I believe they will have more of a chance to hang on to that rope also one day. They may want to cross the same bridge. Amen? They may want to grab a hold of that rope for us one of these days. Amen? I'm done. Say, come get a song. And the disciples took Him by night and let Him down by the wall in a basket. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what. Thank God for rope handlers. Thank God for rope handlers.